Our next case this morning is number 06-2854, the United States against Gregory Kersey.
May it please the Court. Good morning. My name is Brian Kinsler. I represent the defendant appellant, Gregory Kersey, in this matter. This is a somewhat more traditional issue than the Court has heard so far this morning. In the early morning hours, a blue Cadillac was crossing from a suburb of Milwaukee into the city itself, and at the city line, the car was stopped by a police officer because the officer saw a smudge on the temporary license tag that was otherwise properly displayed in the rear of the vehicle. The purpose of the stop, we have conceded, was appropriate. If the officer could not have seen the license and all of the information on it under Wisconsin Statute 341.15, there is clearly a justification for stopping the vehicle to check to see if, in fact, that license plate is properly displayed.
Mr. Kinsler, I have a question for you. On this page AAP156 in your brief, is this an actual – it's right almost at the very end. Maybe the second – is this an actual photograph of the license that they were displaying?
The actual license that was displayed was not recovered, not photographed, and not kept in evidence. This is a temporary Wisconsin tag from that period of time.
Okay, so this evident effort to write void on this doesn't have anything to do with this particular case?
No, it does not. However, I would draw the Court's attention to the portion that, based on the testimony, would have been smudged. That is, the handwritten six last digits of the vehicle identification number. Now, we argued in the Circuit Court that it is almost inconceivable that anyone, any officer in a squad car, could see properly whether or not that was smudged or if indeed those numbers were correct or even identify those numbers. However, for the purposes of this appeal, we'll concede that if the officer perceived a smudge, that he might have reason to investigate further and make the stop. I think this isolates the issue.
This
absolutely crucial.
This temporary plate was displayed up in the rear windshield. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Am I correct, as I understood the briefs, in Wisconsin, this is not usually the manner in which they're displayed?
I don't believe there's any specific requirement of how it must be displayed, so long as it is clearly displayed, so that
somewhere
it can
be in the
seen.
Papers it said the usual manner was in a at the usual place for a license plate.
That may be the usual manner. I don't believe it's a requirement of the statute.
No, but if it were in an unusual place, it might enhance the justification for the initial stop, I would think.
If it were in the usual place, it would be exposed to the elements and would be even more likely to fall apart. These things are made of paper, as I'm sure they are in almost every state.
But I have another question. I mean, really, the government's theory in this case is that the initial stop is justified by the officer's concern about perhaps the location of the license plate, perhaps the smudge. He says he's very close, and he's regarded as a credible witness by the district court. But then, because of his concern that the vehicle might be stolen, he is, in fact, entitled to take the time to go back to the squad car, run the information. Just because the VIN on the temporary tag matches the VIN on the vehicle doesn't tell you whether the vehicle's been stolen or not.
Absolutely not, and I appreciate the court for bringing that up. The problem here, however, is not whether or not the officer was credibly believed that there was a possibility that the car was stolen. The question is whether or not that belief is reasonable. Under this set of facts, aside from a smudge, there is absolutely nothing that indicates a car is stolen, a car could be stolen, the plate is stolen. While it may be the officer's hunch, I cannot think of any less evidence that could possibly exist.
But I thought you were conceding that the initial stop, at least, was a valid traffic stop, and that it came to – I thought your theory of this was that it came to an end once they check out the VIN.
Yes.
But if the initial stop is valid and the officer says, it looked smudged and it wasn't in the right place or what have you, and he suspected that either the car or the plate had been stolen, then it seems to me everything else falls into place from the government's point of view.
Except up until he looked at the VIN number on the car, looked at the VIN number on the plate, verified that it was correct, and apparently saw nothing more suspicious about the smudge. It is nothing more than a smudge for which no ticket was given, for which no mention was made, for which no description was given.
But why does that tell you that this is not a stolen vehicle? Why does that prevent, even putting to one side the cases that say officers are always entitled to check out the license and registration that they're given, but forget about that for the moment. Why isn't he still entitled to just take the extra very short time to go to his squad car and run the check? Because as soon as he's done that, I think you would agree that if that step were valid, everything else is going to be valid, too. That has to be the point of your attack.
Well, there are two responses to that. The first response is that the Fourth Amendment reasonableness isn't measured in terms of moments. It's measured in terms of the reasonableness of the detention. And at that point, if there was any reasonableness to the officer's belief that the car may have been stolen, that reasonableness dissipated. His suspicion evaporated at the moment he saw that it was nothing more than a smudge, that everything was appropriate, that the occupants of the car were not engaged in any overt illegal activity, that they all had identification, that they all were polite and compliant. The stop was unremarkable. The smudge was all there was. The smudge was nothing more than a smudge. At that point, either the officer had...
Under the Wren case, isn't that the controlling case here? His investigation is not limited to the smudge or anything related to the smudge, is it?
The purpose of the stop, no. But at that point, after the stop and after the smudge is determined to be nothing more than a smudge, this court in Dumas made very clear the distinction between simply checking to see if the registration and license are correct and performing a background criminal check. This is something that, although the district court relied on Dumas for the concept of an ongoing investigation, and I must say, obviously, the investigation was ongoing. That's not the question. The question is whether or not the ongoing investigation was reasonable. If the officer went back to the car simply to check, not that he had reason to, but simply to check to make sure that the vehicle wasn't stolen, even though there was no evidence or reason to suspect that it was, that might be one thing. But this court in Dumas made the very clear distinction between going back to check to see if a registration matches and going back to perform a criminal investigation. That's what this was. It was a suspicionless stop at that point. There was no reason to do a background check. There was no reason to do a wants and warrants check. It was a criminal investigation without reasonable suspicion. I think that's really the central issue in this case. Was the ongoing detention justified by a reasonable investigative purpose? This was not justified by a reasonable investigative purpose after the point at which it was confirmed. Even so, if it was just a check for the registration and license, that would have turned out fine and the occupants would have been permitted to go on their way.
What are you conceding then is appropriate for a policeman to do under these circumstances? How broadly can his investigation sweep once he has stopped the car? I think we all know that this is an area which is not very well defined.
I think it is well defined, and I think the definition of it.
Well, can you articulate it as, you know, what should be the parameters of the investigation?
I think the parameters are those laid out by this court in Dumas and adopted from Terry, that once the purpose of the stop is accomplished, any further detention for the purposes of a criminal investigation is not justified and a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how short or invasive, so long as it's no longer justified by the purpose of the initial stop, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, and the evidence should have been suppressed. Thank you. I see my time is up.
Thank you, Mr. Kinsler. We'll hear now from Mr. Lipscomb.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, I am Bill Lipscomb with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I think counsel essentially conceded the government's argument. This is a reasonable inquiry, and really if you look at the sequence of events here, that really determines, I think, the result. The defense, the appellant here, concedes the reasonableness of the stop. There was either probable cause or reasonable suspicion for the stop based upon the temporary plate being not legible. The Court found that the officer viewed that license plate in the context of, as Judge Ripple noted, the place where it was in an unusual place, also in the context of where the officer was and the time that the officer was there, 2 o'clock in the morning in a high-crime area. All these things raised the officer's suspicion about, was this plate, temporary plate, smudged in order to cover up, perhaps, a stolen vehicle? That's what the officer
doesn't the record also show that he was more or less right next to the car so that he could see he was in a good position to observe?
Yes, and the fact that the officer testified to and the Court found was that even still he couldn't make out whether it was smudged, altered, or exactly what the condition was, that it wasn't legible as the statute required. And that's, in that sense, limited just to the statute dealing with the temporary plate, was cause for the stop.
I think all that's conceded, isn't it? I mean, the issue is what happened after that.
It is, Judge. And getting to that directly, I think counsel conceded that really as well, because what I was getting to was really the broader purpose of the stop, that it was not limited to that temporary plate. It was limited to the entire scenario that the officer had before him. And so counsel would say essentially that the officer should have stopped his inquiry, his investigation, as soon as he compared the VIN on the vehicle dash to the numbers that were on the temporary plate. And the Court found, of course, that wasn't where the officer had to end his inquiry. He certainly could look further to determine whether or not there was evidence that this car was stolen as he suspected by going back to his vehicle.
What grounds were there for further suspicion at that point?
As I indicated at the beginning, Judge, the grounds were that the plate was smudged, that it appeared that there was some alteration that had taken place. The officer's concern was that would indicate there may have been some attempt to cover up the stolen vehicle, this was a temporary plate, was put on a vehicle to cover a stolen vehicle so that it wouldn't be stopped by law enforcement. Obviously, that if that were the case, it didn't work. But also the context, which is why I went through that at the beginning, that it was a high-crime area at 2 o'clock in the morning, and again, as the Court indicated, that the plate was in an unusual place as well. It wasn't perhaps where it would have been with a licensed dealer attaching it.
You know, about 15 years ago, we had that high-crime area panacea paraded before us, and haven't we really kind of put that to bed? I mean, does that really make a difference?
Well, I think it certainly does to the officers.
Can you stop anything? Could you stop anything in the loop?
No, but that's not what happened here. I mean, obviously, and the defense concedes here that he had cause to stop, but all that's part of the context. It's certainly part of the context for the law enforcement.
Most urban centers at 2 o'clock in the morning are high crime areas.
Well, from this officer's standpoint, he was actually in a suburban area adjacent to an urban area, and from his vantage point,
he was kind of the customs. You went past him on the road coming into the city at 2 a.m. Yeah.
But I think I understand the Court's point. But I think what we're trying to do here, and I think the judge was trying to do in the lower court, was understand it from the officer's perspective, and that's part of what goes into that. Is that the crucial point here? That it was a high crime area. From the officer's standpoint, no, that's not the crucial point here. The crucial point here was that there was cause for the stop.
But you know,
I think by your emphasis on it, you really introduce almost an irrelevancy in what might be a good case for you.
Well, if I could, I would take that back, then, Judge. But I think
your point, as I gather, is that even after the VIN and the number and the license plate matched, the underlying suspicion of whether this was a stolen vehicle or not had not dissipated.
Yes, Judge.
That's
which,
the whole point.
Required him to go back to the vehicle, which he was entirely, totally, legitimately could do, to determine whether or not there was a match, who was the owner of the vehicle, and simultaneously running the record checks on the occupants, finding essentially the cause to arrest the owner of the vehicle and to search the vehicle. All that happened simultaneously. There was no intrusion here into any privacy rights beyond what was certainly appropriate under the scope of the stop. So based on that, we would ask that you affirm the decision below.
Thank you, Mr. Lipscomb. Did Mr. Kinsler have any? You have a minute left, sir.
I think the court's hit the nail on the head. The source of the suspicion in this case was that the occupants were driving while urban on the way into an urban area. Now, if there's a justification under Wren for the stop, that's all well and good. But once the officer confirmed that it was nothing but a smudge, what evidence in the world or in the record points to the possibility, reasonable or otherwise, that this car could have been stolen?
Well, let me deconstruct your argument a little bit, because it seems to me that what you're essentially saying is that any suspicion the officer might have harbored that it was stolen based on the smudge was not objectively reasonable, even though the smudge might have provided an objective and reasonable reason for stopping the car, just to verify that you've got the right kind of registration and all that. Are you trying to draw that distinction? Because
that's precisely the distinction we're drawing. And I think it's that's precisely the distinction
okay.
we're drawing. If there are no more questions, I see my time is up. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. And Mr. Kinsler, you represented your client by request of the court as well, and you have the deep thanks of the court for a very fine job you've done on his behalf. Indeed, Mr. Lipscomb, we thank you as well for your fine representation of the government today. The case will be taken under advisement.